The eyes of America will be on the Eagles this Sunday as they take on the Patriots in Super Bowl 52. Well, not all eyes. Many fans will tune out the game as part of a boycott of the NFL that's been gaining steam throughout the season. Newsworks Tonight producer Shai Ben-Yaakov spoke with reporter Daryl Murphy, who's been talking to those boycotting the game and those who aren't.
Well, Daryl Murphy, welcome to Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
First off, let's define this movement. Who's boycotting and what are they boycotting over?
The people who are boycotting are supporters of Colin Kaepernick. After last season when he began kneeling in protest of racial injustice in the country, he generated a lot of support. And the next season when he entered free agency, no other team would pick him up. And a lot of the experts deemed that he was a viable starter. And so, you know, the question became, why isn't anybody picking up Colin Kaepernick? And so suspicions of collusion between owners who had some racist intentions kind of bubbled up. And then eventually the movement began to boycott the NFL among some of his supporters.
And we should say there are actually those boycotting the NFL for the opposite reason, because of the NFL protest. We heard that a number of like American Legion posts in the area have tuned out the games for a lot of the season. I also heard about a veterans group that tried to take out a Super Bowl ad that advocates standing for the anthem. They were rejected by the NFL. What do you think were some major points during this NFL season when fans started to tune out? What were some of the big moments?
Well, definitely, I'd say earlier in the season when Donald Trump started tweeting and disparaging the NFL and the owners for not taking a stance against these players who were kneeling, and also urging his followers to boycott the NFL, more or less, you know, calling them sons of bitches and that type of thing. So that's where you started to see the other side started to say, okay, we're not going to watch it because we don't like these players boycotting, disrespecting the flag, et cetera, et cetera.
You talked to some fans who were participating in the boycott. So one person you talked to was Herman Douglas. He's a teacher, and he's with the Caucus of Working Educators. And let's hear what he had to say.
I didn't have the opportunity to march with Dr. King. You know, I was born in 1973, so that was way before my time, the civil rights era. And for me to just to sit there and say, okay, Colin Kaepernick has done something that I haven't been able to see someone actually do, walk away from really millions of dollars to take a stand, and the only thing I have to do was something very small. I really never really contributed big to any type of movement.
Did you hear that a lot from people, that they felt that this was their civil rights moment, people who were born perhaps after the civil rights movement?
No, not to that extent. I think it revealed what football meant to people. I think the impact was felt more personally than anything. You know, one person, they just gave up in the middle because, you know, football meant too much to them, the connection between their family and nostalgia, you know. And I think, you know, in a city like this where football is so prevalent, that's pretty much the case for a lot of people.
Now, you talked also to people who sympathized with a lot of the points of the movement, but were not participating. And what were some reasons there?
There was some movement within the league from the Players Coalition that was led by Malcolm Jenkins and Anquan Boldin, where they actually reached a negotiation for the league to donate about $90 million to different social causes that the players were concerned about.
And they felt that resolved the issue to some extent?
To some extent, yeah. And also, the end game of the boycott was very unclear.
Well, you talked to a radio personality, Ikey Raw, and here's one thing he had to say.
These people want to talk about a protest? Protest the NFL? Really? Where's y'all at when these black men been murdered in the street? Where's y'all at when other black men is killing other black men in the streets? You know what I'm saying? Where's y'all at then? Where's y'all at when they're talking to these kids in the streets? But y'all worried about what's going on with Colin Kaepernick and the boycott? Really? Really?
Was that something that you heard a lot of, that people thought this was like window dressing, like people weren't doing enough on the ground?
Not so much as that, but more to the extent of like, how are we going to apply this in a way that's going to be meaningful in the end, you know, because after the season's over, what's going to happen? The next season, what's going to happen? You know, are we going to keep on boycotting, you know?
So, well, I was going to ask about that, because even though the players may not be protesting anymore, they've started this movement that's now picking up. It's a little bit out of their hands. So what do you think is going to happen next year?
It's unclear, but definitely the issues have been raised, and it's quite possible that, you know, the NFL is already the viewership is already on a downward trend, and this season was the lowest it's been in 3 years.
Daryl Murphy, thank you so much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you.